Daily Manna from the Torah by Dr. Katriel Blad. Parasha Miketz, at the end. Week 10, 6 Aliyah. And the men were afraid because they were brought to Joseph's house, and they said, "It is because of the money which was replaced in our sacks the first time that we are brought in, so that he may assault us and fall upon us to make us servants and seize our donkeys." Genesis 43, verse 18. Why fear makes us imagine what is not true? Fear can easily imagine things and believe things that are not true. Joseph's brothers made up a story that had nothing to do with reality. When a person is taken over by fear, his mind doesn't work properly. He seeks the worst and imagines things that are not real. And in that way, fear produces more fear. The opposite of fear is trust. The one who trusts does not fear. If Joseph's brothers had trusted him, they wouldn't have been afraid of having been taken to his house. The one who is afraid of the Eternal does not know him and does not trust him. He is love and he is good to all. The one who trusts him will be delivered from all fear. There are two ways of fearing the Eternal. One expresses reverence, devotion, and absolute respect toward him. The other is being afraid of him, and they are not the same at all. The remedy against fear is the certainty of the Eternal's presence. He who knows that the Eternal is with him does not fear. As it is written, "I will fear no evil, for you are with me." Psalms 23, verse 4. "And I sought the Lord, and he answered me and delivered me from all my fears." Psalm 34, verse 4. If the brothers had trusted in the Eternal's presence, they wouldn't have even been afraid. May the Eternal grant us grace to be delivered from all fear, knowing that he is with us if we are with him. He won't allow anything to happen if it's not in line with his purpose for our lives. So let's always trust in him, and we will be delivered from fear. All the best, and shalom.